From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. It's now been more than 6 months since Hurricanes Irma and Maria demolished the Caribbean. Former President Bill Clinton brought his foundation to Miami on Tuesday to propose ways to rebuild Florida's island neighbors stronger. Category 5 Hurricanes Irma and Maria caused $106 billion damage when they roared through the Caribbean last September in just 2 weeks. Small islands like Dominica and Barbuda were decimated. Larger islands like Cuba and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico need years to recover. But there is a growing consensus the Caribbean has to rebuild differently this time. So Bill Clinton launched a Clinton Global Initiative Action Network at the University of Miami to showcase ways to make the islands more resilient. He said that's urgent as storms get more powerful today.
The region has many treasures, but it's also one of the most vulnerable areas in the world to the ravages of climate change.
Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon is Puerto Rico's resident commissioner. She said the U.S. and other donors have to find ways now to harden the Caribbean's infrastructure.
We're not used to have a complete shutdown. No power, no water, no telecom, no nothing. But we're patching up. We're not rebuilding. We're not putting a new system together.
The event, attended by several Caribbean leaders, discussed building better energy grids, agriculture, health services. Clinton also praised Dominica's $600 million plan to become the world's first climate-resilient nation.
If this can be done, then the Caribbean can really begin to lead the world in a totally different direction.
Clinton and his foundation have a mixed record in the Caribbean. They've been widely criticized for their work in Haiti after its 2010 earthquake. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.